You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. History is not just on the battlefield, it's in the kitchen as well. Commentator Gary Joyner is here to discuss a time-honored holiday tradition, fruitcake.
Fruitcake is the most ridiculed of holiday traditions, but for many families, it is one with a rich history. I suspect that many who joke about fruitcakes have never tasted one. If you grew up in the South, you can probably recall dense, rich cakes with candied fruit, nuts, and spices, kitchen smelling of cinnamon and nutmeg, and whiskey. Yes, even many devout Southern Baptist families justified the purchase of a small bottle of spirits to assure a moist and well-preserved cake, always declaring that it was all right to use it because the alcohol evaporated away. In Truman Capote's A Christmas Memory, Buddy and his elderly cousin save money for ingredients and gather nuts in the late fall to prepare for a round of fruitcake making. Many of us remember tramping through the pecan grove, looking for the perfect pecans not yet claimed by squirrels. Then there was the cracking and the picking of the pecans, a tedious process where we tried to preserve pecan halves in one piece. Today that task is performed by machines, and we are probably the last generation that will remember those afternoons when the family was gathered together to process the pecan crop. Pecan picking and cracking, like pea shelling and ice cream cranking, were things that brought us together for a purpose. In our region, pecans were the nuts of choice, but in other cultures, walnuts and almonds are favored. Yes, there are other cultures beyond our own that have fruitcake. Throughout history, fruit has been valued as a commodity, and in cold, northern cultures, even more so. While we today can walk into a supermarket and purchase a variety of exotic fruit, this is a relatively new experience. Because most fruit is delicate and does not transport well, throughout history it was dried and coated in sugar to preserve it. Cakes made with fruit were considered a delicacy. Because I have an interest in Roman history, I am aware that the Romans used almonds, honey, and spices in their fruit cakes. Many of the spices we use today in cooking, like cinnamon and ginger, were originally taken from Asia into the Middle East before the Christian era. Because spices were so rare and so small, they were a highly prized delicacy, and caravans could easily transport them along the High Silk Road. Today, fruitcake is a big business, simply because many people don't want to go to the trouble of cooking them. From products of bakeries to those made by monks at monasteries, there seems to be a variety of recipes for the fruitcake. One of those bakeries, the Collins Street Bakery in Corsicana, Texas, describes their fruitcake made with pecans, cherries, raisins, pineapple, honey, and a surprising addition, papaya. My grandmother never used papaya, and I doubt she ever tasted it. I am told that there are two kinds of fruitcake. Light cake and dark cake. The light cake is sweetened with white sugar, while the dark version with molasses. You may be surprised to know that fruitcake was, for many years, the traditional choice for a groom's cake. I doubt anyone would be lining up for that at a wedding today. So this year, when you hear the jokes about fruitcake, remember that even they have a worthy history. A history that is often filled with Christmas memories like those chronicled by Truman Capote. Take a bite this year in honor of your grandmother or great-grandmother, and remember that all of this is history that matters.
Marilyn Joyner has graciously shared her go-to fruitcake recipes. You can find them at redriverradio.org. History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.